Good morning. 13 days ago, the U.S. government released its fiscal year September 30, 2025 financial report. Almost no regular media sources disclose that this report showed that the debt, liabilities, and unfunded liabilities of the federal government soared by more than $12 trillion from the year before. Right on page one of the executive summary of this 245-page document, it is revealed that the federal government expenses, excluding Social Security, Medicare, and related programs, exceeded revenues by almost $2.1 trillion. If you go down further on this same page one, you will see that the net expenditures for social insurance programs exceeded revenues by $10.1 trillion for the fiscal year. At the end of September last year, the U.S. government reportedly held just over $6 trillion in assets. If you add federal debt and unpaid interest, other liabilities, and the net unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and related programs on that date, the federal government owed $136.2 trillion. In other words, Uncle Sam was in the hole more than $130 trillion. That was more than a $12 trillion increase in the insolvency of the U.S. government from 12 months earlier. If you are a regular listener to these commentaries, you've already heard me expose the fraudulent nature of U.S. government financial statements. The government refuses to put its largest liability, the unfunded Social Security, Medicare, and related programs, on its balance sheet. It also refuses to book the increase in these unfunded liabilities on its statements of revenues and expenditures. That the federal government discloses this information on the massive unfunded liabilities and its massive increase for the fiscal year in tables adjacent to the financial statements is not standard accounting principles. Were any private organization to follow these same reporting practices, its officers and owners would be prosecuted for fraud. The bottom line, as I have said before, is that the U.S. government is insolvent and bankrupt. Page 8 of the financial report states, the current fiscal path is unsustainable. That's the federal government, not Patrick A. Heller, saying so. That's it for today. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.